Baba Maser, Perek Yud, Mishneh Gimel. Koisvin get li'ish afal pi she'in ish te'imoy. A basic clause in Hilchos Shtaris, we pointed out in Mishneh Beis, is what makes a shtar into a chaloisiv shtar. Primarily legabi the halacha that's not mipiksov. There's many other nafkminis also. An edus bal peh has different din from edus shebishtar. Edus shebishtar, we said, has a din that's not just the edus, but it's a shtar with a koyach onto its own. Ein machsum al shtar naski mishnech edusim bebezin. The chalois of a shtar is totally in das hamischai, which is the party that's actually the shtar is being written against, is the one who drafts and creates the shtar. So over here we're going to have the Mishnah is going to list off mischayvim who their say-so to write a shtar doesn't need the other party, because they're the ones who are creating the shtar. The das hamischayv, not the das hamichayv. Koisvin get li'ish av al pishen ish te'imoy. Can write a get for a man. In the get, the man is being megarish, he's losing his wife. So he's the mischayv. You can look really at a woman who's being divorced, connected with Zoyno, as the mischayv. But since a man could be megarish, a wife, bal kocho, so a get, by definition, is taking away from him. Koisu get leish, therefore, afa pishen ish ta'imoy. Vashoyver leisho afa pishen by leimoy. Here we're talking about a shoyver, a receipt, on a ksuba for the woman. By writing the shoyver, she's now letting go of her ability to collect the ksuba. She's saying that she got paid. So therefore, the halacha is she's the dasa mischayv, even though the baal is not maskim. Not that he's not maskim, but he's not part of the das to write the shtar. Ubovad sheyehe makiron v'abal noisin schar. There's a Tosefis dvarim over here that the sofer who's writing the shtar has to recognize the husband and the wife. Why? We're not talking over here dafka about a shoiver. Both a get and a shoiver have to be written with hakar of both parties. Why? Because otherwise, a person can write up a get or a shoiver to be used as evidence of being megarish a different woman. The din midirabonan Chazal don't want because of a michshul with Eishes Ish, with very, very machmir. So as long as the sofer knows who the ish and the ish are, the ish is the one who's being mitzavim to write the get. That's the Das HaMaschai that creates the shtar. And the Isha, he knows the Isha. He doesn't have to have the Isha in front of him. He knows who the Isha is. That's enough to be able to write the shtar. He doesn't have to know himself. He has to have at least Eidim to tell him who the woman is. That's enough also. Maisi, look at the Rav. The Rav says, the Nusach Sheyehe HaSoifer VeHoEidim Makirin HaIsha VeIsha. There's a dichotomous over here, the Soifer and the Eidim, in order there shouldn't be any Chashash. This day you need the sefer and the edim is only by a get. By a get we're more machmer because a get is mamish krisus. Mashen came by the shofar, which is a shtar moment over there. It's enough the edim without the sefer knowing. You could, as long as he knows who the shame is, who the husband and the wife is, even if he knows there's another couple in town that has the same name, shtei Yosef ben Shimush and Megar shtei Rochels, afil hachi could write, as long as there's a basic hakor. I'll just point out that this whole idea that a get could be weaponized to prove a divorce that never happened is there's somewhat of a chiddush in it. A woman shows up in Bezdin, she wants to get married, and we say, hey, don't we know that you were at Eishes Ish 20 years ago? What does she do? She pulls out a get that says that Ploini Megarish Ishtoi, and that's a ride that she's Megureshes. Now, one could ask oneself, it doesn't say in the get that the Maisa Gerishin took place. When the husband has the get written, so it's written like we say with Dasam Mischayev of the husband. Koisvin get li'ish, ava pishenish de'imoy. The woman is not here to even take the get. So certainly the edus that are being made ibichsav on the get are not edus on the gerishin, only on the writing of the get with the ability to be megarish. Afilohochi, it's a basic premise of Rishonim. They explain this based on all these sugyas, that a get biyad ho'isha is moichiach. The edim in the shtar are considered moichiach, that the get was given over kedas u'kedin. Let's take this a step further. It's not a din now, Mishnah. It's a din in the ninth parak in Gittin, but it's a natural teitzah of what we just said. Ein dovish be'epochs mishtayim. Lamashul Kiddushin, there have to be two Edim to not only be made afterwards that the couple was married, but to be made on Bishas Maisa to see the actual Kiddushin. If there aren't two Edim when a husband puts a ring on a woman's finger and says, Aram Gadesh is Li, the halacha is that the Kiddushin is not Chal. Say the Rishonim, it comes from the Rif in the end of Gittin, and the Ram explains about Chavo, that if the Edim sign the get, the Edim are signing that the husband took this piece of paper and he turned it into a shtar, he made a chaloy shtar sheyochel legarish boy, and now we see that shtar, biyado isha, what we're seeing on the shtar is the Edim being made, that it had to have gotten miyodo liyodo with a kosher ma'aseh gerushin. The same way we have evidence that she was divorced, we see those Edim b'shas that the husband's creating the get as being made on the ma'aseh gerushin for when the get is biyodo. Tremendous chiddush, that will be the edikim. Not all the Rishonim agree, Tyson in the beginning of Gittin doesn't hold this way, but a lot of the Rishonim and this ran on, and the understanding is that. So that's some of what goes over here into the Kaisu Get Lishav Bishay Nishtaim. The one last detail that we have over here about a get is Vahabal Noisin Schar. Who has to pay for a shtar being written up? The husband. The get is the Baal's creation. The Torah says, Vakosam Vlosev Grisus Vinosam Biyodo. The get is not written for the two of them. The get is written for him. It's his shtar, and he can be Megarashur Baal Korcho. There was a period of time the Gemara speaks out, the Sugin Gittin, the Gemara has it also over here by us in Kuf Samachas, that there was a Tkufa where the get was written by the Isha, she paid for the Skasoiva. They were afraid that for a few petty dollars to write the Shtar up, today it's not so cheap to write a get. For that money, the husband's not going to want to pay. He's not going to want to divorce her. In a case where she really is supposed to get a get, she'll be misagin. So now they said she should pay. But the shtar, when it's given from him to her, has to be his. It has to be written for him. And it has to be his. And he has to give her the shtar. And with that, the shtar becomes hers. So therefore, before they would give the get to the ish, they would make it clear that the isha is being makned to him the get. Now the get becomes his. For him to divorce her with it. Now, a shoiver, the Mishnah doesn't speak out. The shoiver over here, in the case of Tzubo, was a shoiver that was written by the Isha that the husband should have a shoiver that the Tzubo was paid. Why would he need a shoiver? Why shouldn't the Isha just hand back the Shtar Tzubo? Could be it's a mokum where they don't write a Shtar Tzubo, so a shoiver will have to be on site in order to prove that the Tzubo was paid. Or it could be where she lost her ksuba. If she lost her ksuba, and that's why we're being mechayev. So even though normally the loiva has to pay a shoiva, because the loiva is the one who wants to hold a shoiva in a regular choiv. But over here, if she's a klotz and she loses the ksuba, and because of that, he had to write a shoiva, she's going to have to pay for the shoiva. In order to get her ksuba, she's going to have to pay for the shoiva. But in a normal case, the husband's going to have to pay for the shoiva. And then in that context, the Mishnah continues, Koisvin shtar leloive, afal pi shein malvi imoy. The loive is the das hamaschayiv in writing up the shtar choyv, because the shtar choyv is primarily a shtar that works against the loive. It creates a shibud nechosim on the shibud aguf, on the person of the loive, and a shibud nechosim on the assets of the loive. So he's creating a hishtabdus. If you look in the beginning of Hilchos Shtaros, the Shach, based on Rishonim, takes this a step further, and he says that really, a shtar halvo is the loiva being makne, there's a shtar kinyan. He's being makne since there's only a shibud nechosim, a lien on the property only when it's a milva b'shtar. Writing a shtar is the loiva being makne a hishtabdus al nechosim, it's like a shtar kinyan, to the malva. So that certainly has to be written by the loiva. So it's written by the loiva, afal pi shein malvin imoy. Vein kois in the malvi, you certainly can't write a shtar choiv for a malvi. You can't draft him up a loan agreement that says that he's going to lend to somebody, because the ikar over here is that the borrower is the shtabit. We don't see the shtar choiv as his chayvus of the malva to lend, because even after the shtar is written, the malva could be holding on to it, and the malva doesn't have to borrow the money. Sorry, the loiva could be holding on to it. The loiva doesn't have to borrow the money. Or the malva could refuse to lend the money.
So the shtar chayv primarily is after the money is given over, a shtar his chayv is connected to the loivet. And certainly not a shtar his chayv is connected to the malve. The haloivet noisin schar, he's the mishtabid. He's more than that. He's the one who wants the chayv. The Gemara says the lashon evid malve leish loivet. He's the one who wants to borrow money, right? The one who has to be bachno with his head bowed over is the loivet coming to the malve for a loan. It's that way if you're going to a bank for a mortgage or so. They're in the driver's seat, and the one who needs the money is the one who has to beg. The Rav speaks at a chiddush that a loiva is nois and schar, even in a case where it was written up as a heter iska. Marshall, there was part of the loan that was written not as a loan in order to be able to facilitate interest payments. So you write it up as an iska, which is an investment between two parties. The Rav brings a b'ktzara, afilu iska de palga milva palga bikodoin. So l'cho'ira, the two people are investing together. At the end of the day, the loiva is a loiva. The loiva is the one with hat in hand, with his head bowed over, asking for the money. So now the loiva has to write the shtar. The Gemara does cheshmi. You could see the Tesis Yom Tov over here has an arichus. L'chayre, there would be mekoymois lachshosh also over here if the soifer, the edim that are drafting up the loan agreement, don't know exactly who the malva and loiva are. The Mishnah skips that shtickle of bavatsha makiron. You only have that by a husband and wife, not by a loiva and a malva. They have to know the loiva. The loiva is asking for the shtar. They have to know who the loiva is, but they don't have to know who the malva is. Gemara cheshmin's out. That's not a problem because the one who's being mischayev over here is only the loiva. However, there is a Gemara in Bav Metzia. Again, Taisyanta brings Bektzara all the raid. It's a Gemara in the Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Gimel, in the first pack of Bav Metzia, that says that you could foreseeably see a problem with a loiva writing a shtar. What happens if the loiva writes a shtar on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and now he goes to the malve, asks for money? The malve is not so quick to lend the money. Okay, he doesn't have the loan. He puts away the loan document. Then what happens is he's really short on cash. He sells his house. We're up to Rosh Chodesh Iyar now. He sells his house. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he finally lands the remainder of the money he needs with a loan. And he hands this shtar, he doesn't want to write another shtar, it costs a few dollars. Shtar's schar sofer. So he hands this loan document that says Nisan to the malva who actually lent him money Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The problem is that the shtar is a shtar mugdim, it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The malva will be able to go collect from the fellow who bought his house on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, because he'll say he has a lien on the house, Shibud Nechosim, that predates the halva. I'm sorry, predates the mechira. Where actually it's not true. The mechira was before the lien was created between the malva and the loiva. So for that reason, you shouldn't be able to write a shtar for the loiva without the malva there, or without the choiv being imminent. Because of that, the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel has a whole ukimta. Again, Tosafot brings the Rav does not bring it. That we're not talking about a regular loan document between the malva and the loiva. We're talking about a shtar hakno of the loiva being makne his nechosim for a shibut to the malva. It's not a shtar on the choiv itself, it's a shtar of his shtabdus on a specific house or property. And they had what was called a shtar mikne, shtori hakno, which means that a loiva, in order to get himself into a business relationship with the malva, is mishabit his house to the malva, regardless of whether the malva advances him cash, regardless of whether he lends him money. So because of that, you don't have to wait for the halva to become the zbar achakach. It's a whole shakvataria, and the Rav doesn't bring it over here. Don't know what the pshat that is. Next case in the Mishnah. Kaisun shtar lemoicher, avav bishen lekechim. We're talking about Reuven selling his house to Shimon. Who's the mischayev, and who's the beneficiary? We look at the moicher as the one who's getting rid of his karka, or house, as the mischayev, and therefore the shtar has to be written by him. It's his dasa mischayev that creates the shtar. Even though, really, you put the shoe on the other foot. Reuven is giving up his house. But Shimon is giving up $750,000 to pay for that house. Maybe the lekech is. No, the Mishnah says, Kaisun shtar lemoich alf bishen lekech imoi. Ve'en kaisun lekech at shem moichu imoi. The lekech is not the mischayev. Va'lekech nois mischayev. Interesting. The mischayev over here is the moicher, but the lekech has to pay. What's the pshat? The answer is pashut. Lekeach, the shtar is l'te'elis lekeach. It protects the lekeach because nobody could ever claim, namely the moicher, can never claim that the field was never sold. The moicher might come in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Say the field belongs to me, and everybody knows 25 years ago the field belonged to him. The lekech says, but I bought it. But there are edim that it belonged to lekech. There are no edim that it belongs to you. Yeah, but I have a shtar. The shtar will prove ownership. Therefore, the shtar is considered l'tevus lekech. Lekech nois and schar. Even though the etzem mechira, the moicher is the one who's the mischayev. Now, really, over here you have the same shash that we brought down from the gemara above mitzir. The Gemara goes to the same shakel v'taya, Gemara Dafid Gimel. That over here, what happens if Reuven is going to sell this house to Shimon? They write a shtar. Reuven has to say for write a shtar because he's gonna sell his mischayev. And what ends up happening is he doesn't sell the house now. He sold it to somebody else. Later on, he can make a knunya, he can make a trick. With this fellow, they have already a legal shtar that says that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the house was sold to Shimon. And really, he ended up selling it to Levi on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So Shimon is going to claim the field from Levi, Sholei Kedin. Because of that also, you have to say Shtori HaKno, where there was a Hishtabdus to sell the house, whether the Kenyan was done or not. That's the way the Gemara makes a kimt. Again, it's not brought in the Rab over here. Mishneh Dalad. Ein koisvin shtori erisin nesuin elo midashneim. These are types of shtoris we're going to have now in Mishneh Dalad that have to be written by both. In a shtar erisin and nesuin, which doesn't mean the shtar that makes the kinyan of hoyisha niknes bekesev b'shtar b'vi. We're not talking about that type of shtar. We're talking about the shtar that spells out the financial obligations of each mechutin vis-a-vis the other mechutin. The Tanoim of the Tkufas HaErisin, the Nesuin, which is the Shtar of Nesuin. Nesuin can't be performed with a Shtar. Only Erisin can be performed. What we're talking about over here is the Shtar Ksuba, which wasn't your standard Masayim Zuz for a Psula and Meah for a Ba'ula. There were all sorts of things written in, which properties she's bringing in, how much money, how much of a return in case of divorce he has to give. There's a lot of pratim that can be written into an agreement between the chutanim going into the nesuin. Ayin Meseches Ksubis, the 7th parak, the 8th parak, the 9th parak, for more details. Those have to be written Elo Midash Nehem, because they're equally mechayev both sides. V'achosin Noisin Zchar. Why? Because the chosin is the one who's mekayem mitzvah. He's the one who's getting a wife. The wife is letting herself be taken by the husband. The actual kinyan is called ki yikach ish es isha. A lot of nafkaminis in that it has to be his doing. The Ran says in the Dorm famously, daf choftes, daf lamin, I'm sorry, that the isha allows herself, calls mafkeres atzma, to be taken, to be nicknessed by your husband, not that they're makna to each other. So he has to pay the schar, even though both of them are mischaivim, and therefore it has to be written by both of them. In koisvin shtori arisus for kablonus, here we're talking about a business arrangement, where again, one hand washes the other. Reuven has a field, Shimon has hard work to provide. Reuven allows Shimon to work the field in exchange for a cut in the produce. So because it cuts both ways, it has to be made Elamidashnam, the difference in Arisus and Kablonus is whether the agreement for the one who's working the field is going to pay Lafi a set amount or a set percentage. Vamakabel Noisinscha, the one who's considered the Iker Nene, is the one who has hard work. He has muscles and he has back power, willpower, but he doesn't have a field. Since he's Lamaisa, doesn't have a field, he's considered the one with his hands out, like a Loivi. He's the one who's begging for a Toiva. Even though Batsim, it's a beneficial plan for both of them. In Koisvin Shtori Birurin is what's called a shtar of agreement by two parties to be Mizdayin, to submit a disagreement to arbitration by certain Dayon. Clearly, each party is submitting to the authority of the Bezdin. Both of them are Mizchayvim. They both have to write it. V'chol Ma'ase Bezdin El Midashneim. Maase Bezdin is a shtar that has the psak of a Bezdin, that it should be in the sparsim and it should be out there. That's something that both of them are mischayev to. So it should be official. It has to be written by both. The Bezdin, the Seifrei HaDayonim, will write two copies, one for each of the parties. What's the machlekes over here exactly? Whether you could provide an extra copy for both parties? What's the noise? So here we're talking about, in the context of Shtori Berurin, a shtar that legally records all the tainis that one party presented in front of the Bezdin. Shouldn't just stop be they sat for hours and each one said his version of events, his version of why he's right. But the tainis themselves should be standing in front of the Bezdin, because what happens if the Bezdin breaks up, they have to go to a different place, you have to replace one of the Yonim, everything should be b'chzav. This way you don't have to go through the whole due process again of presenting evidence. Because of that, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel felt that each one has a right to ask for their own copy, lazel asmin, in order that the tainis should be written in a mesudik way. Chachom held, you want to write it out, to write it out that way, but you can't force the two parties to submit to having the tainis written up in separate documents. That's the machlokes here.